Jerry, I want to start all of the readings that way. Today's reading is brought to you by... It brought me back to Sesame Street. I'm like, the letter A and the number 14. Oh, fun. I guess that's just, I'm in a kid's mood this morning. There's things you learn as a kid, those habits you develop, they stick with you. Are you with me? Does anybody else do that Christmas morning? It doesn't matter that you're 40-something. You still, your body clock at 4 a.m. wakes you up, and you still have the parent's voice whispering, no, you're not allowed to get out of bed. I'm an adult, so I did it anyway. It was great. 4 o'clock, I'm running to the tree to see if anything's under it. It's so good. When I was a kid, what else did we do? We'd always sing in Sunday school. I was a church kid. I did this church thing growing up, all kinds of different denominations. But we'd sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. And so we got to do that this morning, if you'll join me. Oh, I should have kept the band up here. Is this a good happy birthday note? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Oh, so good. One of these years, before I retire, I want to have a cake brought in with 2017 candles on it. How awesome would that be? So when I read this text, I love it because if you can see it through the eyes of a kid, this text becomes something totally new. We're going to focus in today on that part that Jerry just read. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David. Who's heard that line before? Okay. David, it's this great name because David doesn't just mean David. When you learned your ABCs, you broke them up in a certain learning pattern, right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. Just try doing them out of chunk order. It just doesn't work. It's the same way in Hebrew, right? We're going to learn a little Hebrew this morning. It goes Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet. That's A, B, C, D. Actually, Aleph, Beit. It's actually A, B, G, D. But Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet. Hey, Vav, Zion. You got it. So the name David in Hebrew, the names don't have any vowels. When you write them, David would just be D, V, D. Blu-ray. The name would just be D, V, D. That's why sometimes if you hear somebody from a Hebrew descent, they'd pronounce it David, because you can throw whatever vowels in you want. But this is what's really, really cool. To be D, V, D, right, it's Dalet, Vav, Dalet. Did you just get the Blu-ray joke? Oh, I thought you were laughing. I was like, it wasn't that funny. Oh, good, good. It's stuck in her mind all day. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. 4, right? See how I did that? Nobody's stunned at that part. 4. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet. Hey, Vav. 6. 4 plus 6 is... 10. D, V, D. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet. 4. 4 plus 10 is? 14. So David's number is 14. It was on the back of all of his jerseys. Anytime somebody would hear 14, they'd think David, but they wouldn't just think David. David was the epitome of the king. David was the greatest king Israel had ever had. David set up the area called the City of David, which is now where Jerusalem lies. He was from Bethlehem. That was his birth home, but he set up his temple in Jerusalem. He claimed the area where the temple would be, where God would come and fill it in special ways. He set up that area. And so whenever you'd hear David or whenever you'd hear 14, you'd think King. Are you with me? Some of you don't understand this. This is going to show my age. But when I was a boy, people would wear 23 on their jersey. Why? Michael Jordan. Yeah, when you see that number, you think Michael Jordan. People would wear number 7 if you were a Broncos fan for John Elway. When people in the ancient world heard 14, they thought king. Now, an important thing you've got to realize about a king is a king is not like a president. A king, what the king says happens, period. The king doesn't have checks and balances. The king speaks and it is. A kingdom, therefore, is wherever the king's will is done. This is super, super important. Wherever the king's will is done. Everybody tracking so far? Questions, comments, clever anecdotes? Cool. Okay, this is where it gets so good. Because what Jerry just read was the part of the Christmas story we always read, and it's such a good part. But I want to give it to you in a little bit different context. Actually, just with a little context. We started in verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. If you're in your Bibles, there's 17 verses before that, and we skip these all the time. Oh, another thing you need to know about Hebrew. The name for father and the name for the word for father and the word for grandfather and the word for great-grandfather, all the same word, which made family gatherings a lot more fun. It was like, sorry, I almost said it was like being in Kentucky, but then I know there's one person from Kentucky listening online, and they would have been offended. But you walk into a family gathering, and you're like, this is my father. Well, this is also my grandfather. You'd introduce them the same way. It was the same word. That's why we can be called, it works the same way with sons, the son of David. Well, sometimes that's David's son. Sometimes it's his grandson. Sometimes it's his great-grandson. So they can do these really fun things with genealogies, and this is how Matthew starts. If you have your Bibles, I don't open them up to Matthew because it's just beautiful. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of David, the son of 14. And then to point out that they're skipping generations, that they're not being literal father, son, he says the son of Abraham. Right? If you know anything about biblical history, it was Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob, Jacob had, and then down the line, it's David. So he's pointing out that I'm playing with something here. I'm drawing a point. And it says, Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac was the father of Jacob, Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Jerry, I was going to have you read this part. That would have been fun. And Perez and Hezron the father of Ram, and Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, and Nashon the father of Solomon, and Solomon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David. By the way, if you're really, really impressed with that, I learned how to do those, all those names in seminary. And here's what they taught me. They said, if you're reading them out loud, be super confident and nobody will question you. If you count those names, there's 14. There's 14 generations. It's almost as if they're saying that this one who is born is the king of that entire era, of that entire time and space from Abraham all the way through King David. And then it goes on and it lists a whole nother chunk. It says, and David was the father of Solomon, who was the wife of Uriah. And Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. And Rehoboam was the father of Abijah. And Abijah was the father of Asaph. And Asaph was the father of Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was the father of Joram. And Joram was the father of Uzziah. And Uzziah was the father of Jotham. And Jotham was the father of Ahaz. And Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh. And Manasseh was the father of Amos. And Amos was the father of Josiah. And Josiah was the father of Jehoiakim and his brothers in the time of the deportation to Babylon. Was anybody counting? Yeah, 14. 14 generations, is if this person is if Matthew is saying this person who's the end of this genealogy isn't just the king of those good times, those times where everything's on the up and up, the times where it's the heroes of the story of faith like Abraham and David, the time where you can see the kingdom breaking in. You've had those. Those are the times where it's easy to go, God, you're the king of this. When you score the touchdown, it's easy to take the knee. But man, there's these times where it's names that you don't know. And bad stuff happening. And those down times. That this one at the end of the genealogy is the king of that too. And then I'm not going to do all the rest of the names, but it says after the deportation to Babylon, except I'm going to do Zerubbabel, because that's just such a great name to say. It's listed in the middle. But I bet you can't guess how many names are listed in that chunk. 14. See, when somebody was reading this and thinking in Hebrew, they'd go 14, 14, 14. This is the king of kings, of kings, the Lord of lords, of lords. And he ends it saying, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Christ. It's amazing to me how much scripture screams. Oh, and if you miss it, I love Matthew does this. He's like, sometime we'll have Gentiles who will miss that. He says, so all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations. They don't want you to miss this. And all the generations from David to the deportation of Babylon were 14 generations. And from the deportation of Babylon to the Christ were 14 generations, that the one we worship today is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So now you've all been theologically informed. Do you feel smarter? You can impress your relatives at the holidays. The question we got to ask is, so what? What's that mean? Remember, it starts with understanding kingdom. That the kingdom is where the will of the king is done. If you're to read right after the text, you see that instantly you have the Herod fellow show up. Thing to remember, whenever you're joining God in advancing the kingdom, he does things in you first, and then he does things through you. But whenever God's doing things through you, you'll be met with resistance. Can we just own that this holiday? Don't be surprised when later on in the day, there's family tension. That's the way it works sometimes. Don't be surprised when the enemy attacks with all kinds of sickness. That's the way it works sometimes. God's still the king of that. And don't be surprised when you see blessings overflowing in your life, because God's the king of that too. But this Christmas, I want to encourage you, take the baby out of the manger. Walk with him. Hold him. Let Christ the king fill you up and advance his kingdom through you. It's not your work. It's his. He's already completed it on the cross. He's already called you his own because of that. He's already washed you clean. That's why even on Christmas we pause and we receive his body and his blood. Somehow it shows up miraculously in with and under common bread and common wine. But we believe that his blood and his body are really there, and your sins are really forgiven, so much so that you can taste it. And so if that's your belief too, we invite you up to celebrate that with us, to receive that forgiveness with us. We also believe that bread and wine are still truly present, and so If you're allergic to bread, we do have gluten-free. Just tell the distribution team. Also, the middle, the purple, is grape juice. The outside, it's white wine. So depending on your diet, be aware of that. But just take a second and prepare your hearts to receive this gift.